Good evening and welcome back to a Dallas Sports Podcast. I hope that you're having a wonderful evening. Sorry for the late publishing of this podcast episode. A lot was going on today, but I'm glad to be back with you all again for another episode. I have been really, really light with episodes this week. So much has happened in the Metroplex. There was a lot going on my end, but that is okay because I'm here right now. So for today's episode, it's heavily centered around one thing and one thing only, the World Cup. Me and my wife, we were sitting eagerly hoping that Dallas would, well, specifically Arlington, but Dallas would be the ones to host the World Cup final, in particular for the 2026 edition of the Men's FIFA World Cup. However, that was not the case. After so many indications that possibly Dallas would be the host city for the World Cup, it goes to New York, New Jersey. So Dallas, however, they got an okay consolation prize, that being they're going to host the most number of World Cup matches in 2026 at 9. So 5 group stage matches along with 2 round of 32 matches, a round of 16, and a semifinal match. For the last couple of months at this point, Dallas's name has been tossed around as one of the potential host cities for that World Cup final match, the other name being LA, as well as New York. But for the last really year or two, a lot of people have speculated it's going to probably go to New York. However, Dallas's name never quite went away as soon as the idea of them hosting a World Cup final came up. When we found out all the host cities that were going to be listed, I wasn't surprised that Dallas was going to be in the running for years as a place to host a World Cup game. Why wouldn't they be? So all the major cities that you thought typically would have a chance got that chance. The other cities that were kind of up in the air, so your Nashville's of the world, and so on, your Portland's of the world, they kind of fell to the wayside just a little bit. Orlando even. So to have Dallas in this position of hosting a game wasn't a surprise. But what caught my attention was the possibility of hosting a World Cup final. However, in the words of Jerry Jones, it was going to be a tall task. So after having all this hoopla around who's going to host the World Cup final, I was watching our local news station. They were giving us updates by the hour, essentially, and then by the minute. And then we're waiting for from 2 to 3 o'clock of, okay, who's going to host it? Who's going to host it? Who's going to host it? And the first notification we got was Mexico hosting the opening match of the World Cup, which would also be the opening match of the Mexican national team for the 2026 World Cup. Estadio Azteca in Mexico City will host the opening game of the World Cup for 2026. Then right behind them, you have Canada. So Canada on June 12th will host to Canada's first game at BMO Field in Toronto. And then for the United States, it'll also be on June 12th, but at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. And from what I've read and what I've heard, LA was really pushing hard to get that World Cup final game. However, they quickly fell out of the running, I think due to infrastructure, from what people say. I don't know how true that is. This is what I do know. Despite everything going on, despite us watching, we were still just on the edge of our seat wondering, hoping, is Dallas going to really pull this off? Not New York, not LA, not Chicago, but Dallas, Texas. By the way, shout out to Houston, by the way. because the state of Texas, Dallas and Houston combined, will host 16 World Cup games. Insane. So I'm giddy about that. But back to Dallas hosting a World Cup final. So we found out 2:50 p.m. Central Standard Time that Dallas fell just short. New York, New Jersey will be hosting the World Cup final at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey over Dallas, Texas. We found out a little bit before that that Miami was going to host the third place game. And one of the hosts on the live stream was like super giddy about Miami. Oh, Miami, the best city to live in America and all that. So he was really like caping for Miami. I mean, hey, if you love Miami, you love Miami. I think Miami is an amazing city too. But he really put on his cape towards the end of the show for South Beach, for Miami. But when it comes to Dallas, I ended up watching the press conference. Something told me to keep my TV on, and I did. And I saw the reactions from the mayors all around the Metroplex, the mayor of Dallas, mayor of Fort Worth, or a representative from Fort Worth, I couldn't remember. Mayor of Arlington, mayor of Frisco. All got interviewed. You saw Jerry Jones and his team for hosting the World Cup. They were up there talking. And Jerry made it a point to say that he was so proud of his team for putting Dallas in this position. And he specifically said something, I'm just paraphrasing here, but he made it a point to say, if this was just in the United States, then I felt we would have a really good shot. And I wouldn't be surprised if we were in this position. But when you include international venues, now you're like, hold on a second. Because the expectation is for the coast to more so dominate. But for us to be in this position and to essentially come from behind to make it all the way to this point, all I can do is be proud of my team. And I told my wife, I don't always agree with Jerry, but he has a good point. If this was just limited to the United States, the expectation would be, okay, Dallas should be in the running to, at bare minimum, the biggest match they're going to host would be the semifinal game. You would probably make that determination and come down to... Sorry about that quick pause. But going back to what I was explaining, if you look at the United States, if it was just held to the United States, then I can see our usual suspects of New York, LA, Dallas, Houston, maybe even Atlanta. Miami, of course, would be in that discussion, Chicago, as these are going to be the cities that would be the front runners to host the final, the semifinal, and a guaranteed spot for the round of eight, the quarterfinal. Cool. When you bring in Mexico City, when you bring in Toronto, when you bring in Guadalajara, when you bring in these other locations outside of the United States, then Dallas no longer stands out. Dallas gets kind of pushed back. They're going to naturally get pushed back behind New York and LA because it's New York and Los Angeles. But then when you throw in another city, say Miami, say Chicago, you could honestly throw in Houston and Philly into that mix. And then let's move outside the United States. Let's throw in Toronto. Let's throw in Mexico City. So the leading candidate for Mexico to host the final is now in play. The leading candidate from Canada to host the final is now in play. And the two leading candidates to host the final from the United States are also in play. And you can honestly throw in Chicago as well, because Chicago is the third biggest city and metro area in general in the United States, behind the New York metro area and the Los Angeles metro area. DFW sits fourth. And Philly is fifth. So it's like, okay, now we really have to put together a package to sell DFW to even maybe be in contention to host a semifinal game. So to hear that news and to get this far, I'm too very proud of what the team did, for what they did. And the biggest prize to gain all of it out of all of this is, are you going to host the final? No, that is the game everyone wants. But to host the most amount of World Cup games in general is amazing. You're hosting 9. 5 group stage, like I said earlier, 2 round of 32s, a round of 16, and a semifinal. That's phenomenal. So, again, you want that World Cup final. But to host 9 games and knowing that you're the city, that regardless of what's going on, you're the city that's going to have the most eyes on you as far as the number of times. If you're going to watch a World Cup game in 2026, Dallas has the highest chance of being seen if you tune into a random World Cup game. That's the best way to put it. So regardless of New York and LA, if you're going to watch a World Cup game, Dallas has the highest chance of being seen. Well, AT&T Stadium has the highest chance of being seen. Arlington has the highest chance of being seen of any city in North America for the amount of times that they're going to have a World Cup game happening at AT&T Stadium. So it's amazing. It's amazing. And I genuinely hope the U.S. men's national team will be playing in one of those group stage games, hopefully round of 32, round of 16, maybe even semifinal. I'll do what I can to get my ticket to go. But still, it's a phenomenal thing to see. So how did New York possibly get in over DFW? For one, and I think what it ultimately came down to above all else, public transit. Dallas has a pretty decent public transit system in general. The DART system is pretty okay. And you have a train system as well that can get you to Arlington and eventually get you to Fort Worth or get you to the airport. And if you start up in downtown where everything meets and intersects, all the lines go out to different parts of North Dallas and South Dallas. But the DART has nothing on New York's public transportation, New York, New Jersey's public transportation. Like, they got that stuff down to a science. So I think ultimately it will come down to that. And if you look at from a global perspective, Dallas has done nothing but grown as an international city, both major Texas cities, Dallas and Houston. But New York is still New York. So regardless of where you go on this planet, if you say New York, more likely than not, somebody's going to know what place you're talking about, especially more so compared to Dallas. And that's okay. Overall, I'm excited, I'm giddy, I'm ready, I'm amped up. And just for curiosity's sake, I'm gonna go ahead and give you this little piece of information. So for FIFA's World Cup rankings of the men's national teams, the United States currently sits at 12. They're behind Uruguay and Croatia, but above Morocco and Colombia. They're also above Mexico. El Tri dropped down to 15 who is the other host nation. And then last but not least, Canada, who's been kind of rising a bit. They now sit at 48. So they got a little bit more work to do. However, if you're in the World Cup, you're in, whether you're a host nation or not, you're competing for a World Cup. And that's what matters. So the waits to 2026 is only getting ever so closer. And it's happening very close to my birthday. I'm excited about that. So I'm just giddy all over. And to host a semifinal game, multiple games in the tournament, multiple games in the group stage, it is amazing. Ideally, however, I want the men's team to finally make it past the round of 16. In this case, though, the round of 16 will be the round of 32 because we're now up to 48 teams in the FIFA World Cup. So that's the goal. Can they make it past the first stage of the knockout and keep the momentum going? I believe they can. I got hope. We'll see. But until next time, I gotta take care of my son, but have a wonderful evening, and I'll talk to you again soon. World Cup 2026, here we come.